Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We are working on and showing the district what solidarity looks like. Solidarity with students, with parents, and with each other.
Service Employees International Union Local 99 President Conrado Guerrero says a three-day strike among workers for the Los Angeles Unified School District is just the beginning, unless district officials can negotiate contracts in good faith. Teachers joined picket lines with tens of thousands of bus drivers, custodians, and cafeteria workers, demanding 30% wage increases, more full-time work, and more staffing for students in the nation's second-largest school system. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is urging the Treasury Department to crack down on the ultra-wealthy's use of trusts to avoid paying their fair share in taxes.
If you have $5 billion, do you really need to step on people in order to get another $5 billion? How much money do these people need?
Sanders says transfer taxes like the estate tax and gift tax help fund public infrastructure for all Americans, but the ultra-wealthy are using increasingly complex tax planning to hoard billions of dollars. Former President Donald Trump remained in Florida Tuesday as officials in New York City prepared for possible protests, which could follow his indictment on alleged hush money payments. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says city officials are monitoring comments on social media.
The NYPD is doing their normal role of making sure that there's no inappropriate actions in the city.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy attempted to downplay the legal case against Trump, saying it involved personal money.
And I think in your heart of hearts, you know, too, that you think this is just political. And I think that's what the rest of the country thinks, and we're kind of tired of that.
A lawyer for the former president said any indictment would mean all-out war. A federal judge has blocked key provisions of a California law restricting the sale of new handguns in the state. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state's Unsafe Handgun Act saves lives.
California has among the strongest gun safety laws in the nation, and we have one of the lowest firearm mortality rates in the nation. That is not dumb luck.
The court ruled the law's requirements are unconstitutional. Voters in Wisconsin began casting ballots Tuesday in the state's Supreme Court election, which will determine majority control. The court is expected to soon take on the state's controversial abortion ban from 1849. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Supreme Court has overturned a portion of the state's near-total ban on abortion, ruling women have a right to abortion when pregnancy risks their health, not just in a medical emergency. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?